For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Hurricane Michael came ashore in the Florida Panhandle, whipping 155-mile-per-hour winds. National Weather Service Director Louis Uccellini says it's still a dangerous Category 3 storm en route to Georgia.
We still have hurricane-force winds, great circulation system moving right towards southwest Georgia. Very dangerous.
Agriculture in Georgia is in jeopardy with high winds and flooding. Farmers could lose their entire crop, most of which is ready for harvest. Florida Governor Rick Scott says search and rescue crews are out looking to assist people wherever they can.
They're very aggressive right now. These teams are getting out there to assess the damage and to provide any resources anybody needs.
At least one death has been reported. Nearly 400,000 homes and businesses are without power. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
The Pope compares abortion to hiring a hitman. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Pope Francis, delivering his weekly address at St. Peter's Square, tells worshipers, quote, getting rid of a human being is like resorting to a contract killer to solve a problem. The pontiff also said parents should not consider rejecting sick kids and complain that when parents discover during pregnancy that their child's affected by disease, they too often receive hasty advice to terminate the pregnancy.
A coroner has concluded that Dylan Thomas, a Georgia high school linebacker, died late last month due to cardiac arrest caused by a head injury. Thomas was pronounced dead at a hospital on September 30th, 2 days after he was injured during a Friday night football game. Amazon facing backlash from longtime warehouse workers who say its $15 an hour minimum wage for new employees won't benefit them, will now get a bigger pay raise themselves. The company announced Wednesday they would be paying employees already making $15 an hour an extra $1.25. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Like California, Oregon, and Washington, and many other states, Canada has now decided to cash in on a lucrative cash crop. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
On October 17th, Canada will become the second and largest country with a legal national marijuana marketplace. Uruguay launched legal sales last year after several years of planning it. It's a profound social shift in Canada promised by the Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and fueled by a desire to bring the black market there into a regulated taxed system after nearly a century of prohibition. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump has signed into law the Patient Right to Know Prices Act that will lower the cost for the estimated 60% of all Americans that take prescriptions. With more, here's John Clemens.
In addition to the number of all Americans taking prescriptions, you can also include 90% of all seniors who spend as much as $340 billion, including $45 billion, out of pocket a year. Up until the signing, pharmacies were not allowed to tell patients about the best prescription prices. President Trump says progress is being made for all Americans using prescriptions.
Tremendous progress has been made. Where we're making very obvious progress, and you can see it, is we are reducing prescription drugs and the cost of prescription drugs.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.